Have you ever wondered what books were the most popular back in the late 1800s, or at the turn of the century, or in the year World War I started? A new database has tracked the library habits of working class Australians between 1861 and 1928. Dr. Julianne Lamond is a researcher from ANU. She's behind the project and she's been poring over the data. Dr. Lamond, welcome.
Thanks, Patricia. Hi.
So tell me about this database. What's in it?
So this is a database with library loan records from six Australian libraries all over regional Australia. So they're in Western Australia and Queensland and New South Wales and South Australia. And what they show is what people in these small communities, often they were mining or farming communities, what they were borrowing. So what individuals were reading. So we can see what the miners were reading, what the butchers and the doctors were reading. So it's a really interesting insight into the actual reading habits of real Australians in the past.
So what were people mostly reading in that era?
People are reading much more widely than I think most people read now. So people are reading books that we would think of now as popular fiction or sort of light fiction. So they were reading thrillers and romances, but they were also reading books that we would now think of as classics. So they were also reading Jane Austen and George Eliot and Charles Dickens. So they were actually reading an incredible variety of books.
And how much were they reading? Were they big readers? Were they like crazy for a book?
Yeah, some people were incredibly, incredibly wide readers. So our most prolific reader was a miner called John Pellew, who borrowed some 877 books across a decade, which is a pretty impressive wicket, if you ask me. So there were quite a few miners who were reading hundreds of books across the time of their borrowing from these libraries.
It's fascinating that you can even drill down to occupation, essentially class status, and all of that. What can you tell us more broadly about, you know, miners versus anyone else you were looking at in terms of reading habits?
I think the interesting thing about miners is that a lot of these people had migrated from mining communities in Wales and Cornwall, and these were places that had their own cultures of autodidact miners. You know, miners, a real culture of self-education and the importance of education and reading. So I think what we see is that these miners were bringing these cultures of reading with them to Australia when they migrated here.
How rare is it to have access to this kind of information about reading habits from that era?
It's incredibly rare. I mean, most of the time when scholars look at literary works, look at books, they're thinking about what's in the books and what they say. But it's very hard to think about how books have actually been read in the past and how what's in these books has actually circulated and might have impacted people in their everyday lives. So it's very rare to have this kind of information where you can drill down and look at what a particular reader borrowed on a particular day. So it's there's very few of these records anywhere in the world, really. So we're very lucky to have them here in Australia.
Were there any surprises for you in the trends that emerged?
I think the biggest surprise for me was about gender. So if you think about contemporary literature now, we think of books mostly being, you know, there are books that women read and books that men read. And if you think about... Good, thanks. If you think about how these books are marketed and book covers, they're very gendered. And what happened in these library loan records, what people were borrowing, was not so gendered. So you would expect that women would be reading romances and men might be reading political thrillers. But actually, men were reading romances and women were reading political thrillers. So it's a very interesting mix. I think that surprised me.
Have the books stood the test of time? I mean, someone like Charles Dickens certainly has.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them haven't. So some of the most popular books in these libraries are by writers that no one would know of today. So I think it's really interesting to think about this in the future. I mean, whether we think about someone like J.K. Rowling, will we remember her in 100 years' time? Because some of these writers were just as popular as Harry Potter is now in their own time, and they've been more or less forgotten now.
How controversial, really? Harry Potter could become like redundant in 100 years?
I mean, I won't be around to prove this, but I mean, these writers were massively popular across the English-speaking world. Someone like even an Australian writer like Guy Boothby, who was very popular in this period, and now no one will have heard of him, really. He wrote something like 50 novels across his career. Very prolific, a very popular writer who's now more or less lost to history.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure.